from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Let's talk about Hard Knocks with Pat Harris.
Pat Harris should come in here and do Hard Knocks about this show.
Producer of NFL Films. Hard Knocks training camp with the Chicago Bears, as you well know, is currently airing on HBO and Max. New episodes every Tuesday at 8 p.m. Central. And Pat joins us now on the Score Hotline that is brought to you by Circus Sports Illinois. Download the Circus Sports app today. Pat, thanks for taking time for us. How are you?
Good. How are you guys doing?
We're doing really well. Considering all the shows that you've been a part of for NFL Films, like, is there a difference in the approach from All or Nothing or the draft show to what you do for Hard Knocks?
I think there's a little bit. I think because you're living in real time and there's so many more variables happening, just knowing you're dealing with the team. I think All or Nothing, the way that show unfolded was we shot everything in real time and then we had, you know, a month plus to put it all together because this is such a quick turnaround. I think we just have to live in the moment more. We have to focus on telling kind of the stories that are happening in real time. And we don't have, unfortunately, the luxury to go over everything with a fine tooth comb. And it adds a little bit of a rawness to it that, you know, those shows didn't typically have.
Do you get a sense for when the subjects of a documentary stop seeing the cameras and the mics? Do you talk amongst yourselves and say, well, look, obviously when you're first there, people are like, oh my God, look at all the cameras, and oh my God, there's a big boom mic here. But at some point, the human brain will begin to get used to it and tune it out, and they start to know you by name, and you're just the people who are around every day. Can you identify when it starts to happen that people relax and loosen up?
You can. I think it's usually a couple days. I think once you see a conversation happening, we'll throw a boom pole above it and you stop getting the guys immediately look up. That's when you start to know and guys just continue talking, which is really what we want to capture. I think that's when you know that they're just used to us and they almost trust us in a way that they're talking about stuff and they know that we aren't, you know, if it's not appropriate or not relevant to anything, we're not just going to, you know, we're not TMZ trying to air everything out there. If it's relevant stuff to their story, to what's going on, you know, they're comfortable with us being around there. It's usually a few days. It's usually that first week. I think the way this team unfolded with rookies starting up, they started to get comfortable after a few practices and then vets came in and kind of you had to rework that entire trust level. But it's usually a few days, maybe the first week that they get used to it. And then, you know, I think I believe them when they say that they really don't notice us around as much or they just get used to us, which is great.
Are the shirts, and you're wearing one of them right now for people who are watching on Twitch, is that an effort to blend in or to stand out?
Blend in, 100%. When I first started on this back in Houston, we used to wear white, and then we shifted to gray. And one, white, it was definitely not cooler. It just got dirtier quicker. And then gray, and then last few years, we'd shift into basically the team color. I think they first did it in Dallas. And it's amazing how much just being the color of the team, you just blend in like crazy. Last year with Jets, we were black. which people were a little nervous about, but the way our crews blended in, almost to a detriment early on, of we're trying to locate where crew four is, and they just blend right into the sideline. So I think that's our hope. You know, we don't want to stand out when we're watching shots. My parents are upset because they can't find me in the background as easy as they used to be able to, but such is life.
Is there ever any conflict in a final cut? And I don't mean an angry conflict, but anything where you've got a story arc, or you have something that is done neatly as you expected, and then the team says, we'd rather not, or we've had second thoughts about something. Like, how hard would you have to fight to include something in that situation?
It's never usually to that extreme, I think, because one, we've been doing it not only out in the field, but all the editors and producers back at NFL Films, we've done it so much. So you kind of know what's difficult to, you know, put in an episode and what isn't. So I think we know things that would be challenging there. And I think we're open with the team there. If there's something, whether it's usually like a storyline that goes on, if somebody says something or something becomes national news that we have to cover, we're trying to be upfront with them early on in the process so that we can kind of work through to say, all right, what's a compromise where we can show something that you guys are comfortable with, the players comfortable with, we're comfortable with. So we're still telling what's happening. And again, we don't have to be TMZ and airing out, you know, all the dirty laundry or whatever it is. I think we try to be as upfront and work with the team as in a partnership, so we aren't, you know, making them uncomfortable in any stretch of the means.
As a viewer who I imagine you consumed Hard Knocks offseason with the Giants.
Yes, worked on it and watched it as well.
How different does that feel from other versions of Hard Knocks? Because I, as someone who covered the NFL for a long time, I was really pleased with how open things were. And honestly, Pat, I was surprised at how much stuff you guys got as a crew on that show.
No, I think it was an incredible show. The fact that they were able to be so comfortable with Joe. I think Joe, right off the bat, I didn't work out in the field, but working on it back there, I think talking with the directors that were out there, they said he explained to them what we were looking for. I think it helped that they were excited about it because it was their 100th anniversary and because their ownership was so involved with the early stages of scouting, that I think there was a pride element to them to really showcase, you know, and how well of a organization they have. And they were very proud of that. So I think that really helped that they were on board from the beginning before we even put the show together. But no, I agree with you. There was definitely some really great content that we haven't seen before. You know, it was very groundbreaking in that sense. I think we were probably having these same conversations back when Hard Knocks first came out 20 some odd years ago with the Ravens, where most people were like, oh my God, I can't believe they let this and this out and into the public. But that's something we just became, you know, comfortable with. But hopefully it continues. I think it was a great show. I think we'd continue to love to see it.
I've noticed over the past couple of seasons an increasing meta aspect or self-reflective aspect, where last year was the arrival of Liev Schreiber in the helicopter and him talking about how he's just sort of aping John Vicenda. And this year it's Joe Buck mentioning, well, we're going to hear Liev Schreiber describing this, and then the voice of anything for a friend and or anything for a fan or something like that. And think, okay, is that a good thing in general to be trending toward that level of self-awareness, or do you have to be kind of careful of breaking the spell?
I think we have to be careful of breaking the spell. I think Liev, from what I, having never directly dealt with, you know, those conversations, getting him there, I think he was always hesitant to come to practice and always felt that he was meant to be behind the scenes and just be the voice. I think it was a perfect storm that he was a Jets fan. Aaron specifically was asking for him last year. So it all worked out. And then this year, it's kind of hard when it was such an iconic, I think, call leading up to it. It was almost too perfect not to play into it. But I think we're definitely always mindful of not leaning too much into that, if that makes sense. Mm-hmm. We don't want Liev to become a character in and of itself. You know, he is the voice, and I think we want to keep him as the voice as much as we can.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. and thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken
care of. It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
You guys aren't as dependent on ratings as we are. You know, you do your five episodes. Most people are going to watch it, and it's going to be fine. I do wonder, though, have you realized or even noticed how insatiable the appetite seems to be for more Caleb? And when you're going back through it, are you going, did we put Caleb in enough? Because for our purposes, Pat, like, people want to hear about Caleb as much as possible. So how do you balance that with trying to give a mosaic of all of the things that you're seeing?
I think it's helped that we've had number one overall picks in a couple episodes. No, dating back to Jared Goff, having Baker in Cleveland. So I think we're at least aware of almost similar feelings with fan bases. You know, Cleveland was very much the same, of just wanting everything Baker they could get. So we kind of know what's a good amount, what's not a good amount, where, yeah, obviously you want to give the people what they want. But I think we understand entirely being around this team. It is a team. I think the Bears feel that way. Caleb feels that way. So we want to do justice by them where, hey, he is, you know, early on in the episode, that's the person you want to see. We get that. But then also knowing that there is a ton of other star power, there's some really good long shot personalities, I think. So we just try to balance it. And it's just from past experience, working with similar situations.
Do you have a rule of thumb for how football-y you want it to be? Because we talk about that all the time behind the scenes here, about when things have to be whiteboarded, if things are getting too jargony and need to be explained, or if you think, well, that this episode was a lot of off-field stuff, let's go hard with more on-field locker room next episode.
Honestly, it probably depends on who you ask. I come from a football background, so I always love when we can get in, you know, I love when you can find a football thing and simplify it so that an average person can understand it. I think that's really cool. So I think we're always trying to be mindful of who our fans are. And there is a blend in this show. Like, there's no denying that you want to almost give the avid football fan, give them some context of what's happening and what's happening in the offense. You know, I think fantasy is a big thing. People want to know what receivers and running backs are doing. Like, you want to be mindful of that, but then also know that there is the average person who doesn't really love football, but they love the characters and the personality. So you try to blend it out. And there's definitely conversations that if one episode was more football heavy or less football heavy than the other, to try to be mindful in the grand scheme of the show, hey, we maybe need to push the envelope a little bit more one direction or the other.
If you were giving kind of a thesis statement to people who consume this, what would you say the overall goal of this is for you?
I think we want everyone in America to become Bears fans. I think we on the crew always kind of joke that no matter what we say coming in, by the end of it, we are fans of the team that we're with. And I think we want people to fall in love with the Bears. We want them to become the team that, you know, the average person just wants to root for. Everybody's second favorite team, whatever it is. I think we want to show the personalities and make people fall in love with players and coaches that they are rooting for the Bears. And if they have an incredible season, really hope that they're there cheering for them along the way.
Pat, I have sort of a TV movie nerd question that I've always wondered about. And this is as a 55-year-old man who feels like I grew up with NFL films as a staple and the stuff that Steve Sable did for so long. Do you have a name for that signature shot of the spiraling football in the air where it tracks the ball itself? You see the ball leave the hand, and there's this just like an NFL, I call it the NFL film spiral shot that will end up in the either in the hands of a receiver, a defensive back, or wherever. But it's like I remember, like, whether it's Terry Bradshaw or Roger Staubach or Fran Tarkenton, seeing that of the spiraling football coming at that angle. Is that called something?
It's not called anything, but I hopefully the operators listening to this don't get me in trouble. I believe a guy named Donnie Marks was the one who basically perfected it. That's what everybody has said. And he's now since retired. He still, you know, does some filming for us, but he would sit in the corner of the end zone and he just had this knack that when a pass was thrown, he was capturing it. And they said the early days of NFL films that you're watching stuff and without fail, Donnie always would have the most shots in the episode just because that was such an iconic thing. So it is a skill set that some of the most incredible operators just struggle with that, and operators that are great at that are struggling other things. So it certainly is like a skill that they develop. I have no idea how they do it. It's incredible every time they see it. I think that's one thing that you try not to come numb to as you work there and you see it all the time, that this is an incredible thing you get to watch. And one of our favorite things we do is when we just play it and just let music play underneath it and just appreciate what, you know, was able to do, what a quarterback was able to do. You know, that's probably the most iconic shot, you know, style that we get at NFL.
Cool stuff, man. We appreciate it. Pat, I know all of us are, we're watching these episodes as if they're Bears games and treating them as such, because it seems like a special treat, and we appreciate you joining us.
Not a problem, guys. Thanks for having me on.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about this?
I feel
bathroom?
Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken
care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.